Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, and thank you, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco's Sports Byline, USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Great to have you with us, wherever you are listening in this great land of ours, and okay, foreign lands. We're here for you. Come on and get heard at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. That's what'll get you in and get you heard as we talk video games. This is the only hour all week where they allow me to talk video games. And all video games, not just sports video games. Big shout out to our brave men and women listening on the American Forces Radio Network. And that's 500 outlets in 177 countries, ships at sea. Dare I say, subs at antenna depth. You're doing a great job. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever force you're with. Thank you for keeping us and our allies safe. You're doing a good job. Keep up the good work. We're proud of you. Otherwise, you're listening to the show, sportsbyline.com. Go there. Click listen live and emails rick@sportsbyline.com. That's good for the cheat code at the end of the show and also to win the game. I give away a game every show at 40 after, so just about a half hour. What's the game? Well, you got to wait and find out. It's a very easy question, though. Second correct answer to rick@sportsbyline.com wins it. Also streaming through SB Nation's website, sbnationlive.com. Great network down there in Dix's. Stars at night.
Big and bright.
Also SiriusXM 211, the Dan Patrick channel. Yeah, that's right. I said Dan Patrick. Don't get mad, Dan Venata. Dan Patrick channel, SiriusXM 211. Also TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, and CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, and your cable provider in 11 million homes as well. All right, this is what we'll do. We'll talk video games. We'll take your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down, dial it up. 1-800-878-7529. Emails rick@sportsbyline.com. Twitter at Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I am Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us wherever you are listening. And now it's quiet like a church. Yeah, 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. All right, since last we spoke, I believe it was Thursday, that we got a look at NASCAR 25, and we got a launch date. And that's October 14th. It's going to be busy in the fall, as usual. That's PS5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC on Steam at a later date. But the two big consoles, October 14th. No Switch announcement just yet. But you'll have the NASCAR Cup Series, the Xfinity Series, the Craftsman Truck Series, and the ARCA Menards series. Now, this shows how much I know about NASCAR. What? The ARCA Menards series. So much embarrassment and so many apologies if you just drove off the road. I don't know what the ARCA Menards series is, but I like saying Menards. It's like when a pirate gets kicked. Door, you got me in Menards. Sorry. Live radio, and I can't take that back. But all of those will be featured in NASCAR 25, and you'll be able to race as or against real drivers in the game. And I think most intriguing to NASCAR fans is the brand new career mode, which will allow players to customize your own driver and vehicles and manage contracts, money, your facilities, your staff, make a lot of strategic choices on and off the track, and will play a, as they say, pivotal role on your journey to becoming a NASCAR Cup Series champion in the press release. Now, you might say, they already had career mode. Well, many of the best versions of the game were over 20 years old, like maybe Dirt to Daytona, remember that, or Chase for the Cup, that was 2005. So the new career mode looks way more in depth ever before. And you can work your way up from that Arkham Menard series all the way up to the, it's sort of like golf. It's like, oh, are you on the PGA Tour? No, I'm Korn Ferry. What? They must be like Menards. But for the first time ever, iRacing will serve as the publisher for a NASCAR video game after purchasing the rights from Motorsports Game. So despite that, iRacing has a sterling reputation among the NASCAR video games due to its production online over the years. In addition to iRacing serving as the publisher, developers who worked on some of those NASCAR games over 20 years ago, some of the ones that I mentioned, are directly involved in this game. And when this is released, this will be the first NASCAR video game in 4 years, and the first console NASCAR game since Arcade Rush. So that's not like waiting a million, it wasn't a million years, but it was close for college football. That was a long wait. But the reason that these games got so, let's just face it, lame, is because they were too good. Now, what does that mean? Well, there's reality, and then there's arcade, and then where do you draw the line? It's sort of like, you know, if you want to take FPS games, Call of Duty, die, spawn, spawn, die, spawn, 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 die, spawn. You have a pink submachine gun with zebra stripes and diamonds. You reload in 1 second, and you go, well, I like the Battlefield game. It's more realistic. You're still reloading in 1 second. And that's because we don't want to take 5 hours to reload. We don't want a, you know, a musket. So I remember, like, and this is going back 20 years, when Burnout Paradise came out on the Xbox 360. Take me down to a paradise. You remember that? That's Burnout Paradise. It was such an amazing game. It's still by far my favorite car game. And you would just fly around this island, all different. You could go into a baseball stadium, go to the mountains, a freeway town, whatever it was. But as you were flying around, if you did crash, the replay was out of this world, and all the different slow motion angles as you ate it. And that gave me the feeling of speed. You know, you're going so fast that you're like, I can't believe I'm still going straight. I don't even know what I'm looking at. But it just gave you this Burnout Paradise, still to this day, gives me this thrill where I'm like, I can't believe I haven't crashed yet because I'm going so fast. The NASCAR games at that time, which I reviewed on this show's been around for a while, they were so good, they were so real. And so what did that mean? It meant go out, trade some paint, caution flag, everybody slow down, rain, everybody pit. It was so stop start. You know, it was like shoot a three, shoot some free throws, shoot a three, call timeout, shoot a three, commercial break, shoot a three, more free throws. But we accept that in basketball because that's how basketball is. It's stop-start. And we know what we're getting into. But when you're in a NASCAR game, do you trade paint and get a caution flag? Yeah. Does weather hinder things? Yeah. You know, like I said, there's caution flags. There's all sorts of things that can go on. And having to pit all the time and change your tires in 4 seconds or less, I mean, all the things that go into it, that's all real. But I don't think, at least with me, and I want to think the vast majority of why these games kind of died off, is that it just wasn't any fun. Because you were never racing that long before something happened. Now, I wasn't amazing at it, and you might say, what are you talking about? I won every race. Well, yeah, good for you. I'm glad you did. I'm glad that you did, but it just wasn't fun. Now, as we were looking at the October 14th release date, when people were looking at all the drivers, they're like, oh, and Connor Zillis was omitted from the Cup Series roster, which has 45 names. And so people are like, where's number 87? Where's Zillis? And some people say, I'm crying right now. I mean, you can see number 87 Chevrolet on the leaderboard, and we would love to see him in the game. Well, the confusion was quickly resolved because Zillis was listed on the Xfinity Series roster. That's all. He's 19 years old, and he got elevated. So, and he looks like he's 14, by the way. So, I mean, yeah, he debuted at the Circuit of the Americas in March and then raced at Charlotte in May. In June, he was at Echo Park. So you might say, well, why isn't he in there before? It takes years to make these games. You know, it's going to take time to get everybody in. So there's no panic. If you wanted Connor Zillis, he is in the game. But as I said, October 14th, we will have the release on the big boy consoles. And I think this time around, it's not going to be as quote-unquote realistic. I think they're going to put the fun factor just a little bit ahead of some of the realism. All right, and I'm Rick Tittle. Let's take a quick break and get on back on the video game review.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Nice to have you with us. I'm Rick Tittle.
What is it? T-I-L?
Tittle. And like YA, no relation. Not Dick Little or Nick Nipple. No. Rick Tittle. And coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game. Lines are available to talk video games, all video games. 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm a gamer like you. I don't make them. I judge games on one criterion. Is it fun? And we'll play it. I was looking at some video from Mafia: The Old Country on IGN, and this is a new game. And since its debut with the Mafia series, the first one, Mafia, was set in the 1930s, and then Mafia 2 was World War II in the 50s, and then Mafia 3 was in the 60s. So the next step was going to be the 70s or the 80s or both, right? Kind of Scorsese-esque, some Goodfellas in there. But the game is moved to closer to the end of the 20th century. Mafia: The Old Country takes us back to the beginning. La Cosa Nostra, our thing. And really the formative era of the Mafia itself. And so it's part, you know, drama and Western. And, you know, it's still a conventional third-person, over-the-shoulder adventure game. But it's very dramatic and, you know, in a really uncommon setting from Sicily, right? And so if you think about experimenting with a more freeform open world in Mafia 3, Mafia Old Country returns to the original format of Mafia and Mafia 2. In other words, it's linear, it's very tightly story-driven, and the open world is just kind of really a backdrop to move around between the objectives and missions. And that worked pretty well for the first two, but that also gives the approach for the Old Country is, you know, a very effective sense and a place of scale. It puts you in a, you know, as I mentioned, in the Sicilian countryside. It's very detailed. The map is convincing. You know, there's no church towers to scale or, you know, these churches to visit. Your attention is simply on the story, and the story, and it's a single player guy who, you know, it hooks you in. If you're the kind of person who might be tempted to use the original Sicilian dialect with the subtitles, that actually sounds pretty cool. Someone who likes foreign movies like I do. If you're the kind of person who pounds through the cutscenes just to have a chance to slap citizens, maybe you might not like it as much. Now, the only thing is I hate cutscenes. I hate cinematics. Unless it's broom, 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 like Ms. Pac-Man. This whole 20-minute thing, it's just, if I wanted to watch a movie, I'd watch a movie. If it's real quick, that's fine. But I can tell you 9 out of 10 gamers don't want to sit through a 5-minute cut. They just want to play the game. So this begins in 1904, Mafia of the Old Country. And it starts with the young protagonist, Enzo Favara. And Enzo is escaping a life of indentured servitude in the sulfur mines. And they are run by the ruthless Spadaro crime family. And so he starts working for the adversarial family, the Turicis. And, you know, a lot of the tropes are there. You know, you got the very nice mentor and the loyal best friend and the stern Don and the consignieres and the slimy rival boss. And there's, you know, forbidden love. It's like the arc of a script. But there are some connections to the existing fan games, too, if you pay close enough attention and you know. And it's, as I said, it's pretty familiar and predictable, but still about 13 hours for the basic level. The writing is pretty good. The voice performances are really good. And the best one is probably Don Tarisi, who's voiced by an actor named Johnny Santiago. Very quiet, husky intensity. But, you know, you'll see the third person action, and it plays like typical cover shooter from the last 20 years. And that was the case in 5 years ago with Mafia Definitive Edition. And if you think about the guns, they're almost like Red Dead guns. They're just revolvers and some shotguns. And some of the shootouts occur on horseback, you know, spaghetti Western, Sergio Leone style. So when you think about the combat, which is pretty minor, it's not a massive challenge. There's a soft locking aiming control, but, you know, you don't, this isn't the type of game you play to be relentlessly punished, right? Some enemies will take cover. Others will just walk right towards you. The AI isn't sharp at all. It's a little janky. Sometimes a guy will outflank you and be standing right next to you and looking the other way. But it's not horrific. Once in a while. I always love it in games when you shoot somebody and there's like eight guards. And the other seven guards are like, oh, what's going on? And they walk around for 5 seconds. They go, oh, I guess he left. And then they don't care about the dead guy. And then you shoot the next one. Hey, what's going on? Oh, I guess it's over. So, you know, there's stealth. It's not reinventing stealth, but I think it does strengthen things. And, you know, sometimes you don't even have it available as an option. But sometimes, you know, if you're one against many, you got to pick off guys one at a time. And you can toss coins, you can toss bottles for distraction, but only some bottles. And you might not be able to pick one up. It's a little bit weird. So the props are inconsistent. But it's just like any game. You open some doors, and then some doors are just scenery. It's like, why can't I go into that building? So, you know, you can just delete the bottles that you can't pick up, which I think is good. You can pick up and move bodies. There are boxes to stash them in as well. And Enzo can temporarily highlight enemies in the environment, which is essentially a superpower that goes with his impeccable instincts as well. But at any rate, you'll have a feel for where your enemies are, where they're headed, and you got to sneak around, grab them, button bash, strangle them, knife them, whatever it is. But the thing is, if you do stab your victim, it costs you a block of durability off your knife because you need a whetstone to sharpen it when you run out of stabs. This almost feels like repair powder Dark Cloud. You would hit a sword so many times and it would just bust. Your buster has busted. But, you know, these one-on-one knife fights are essentially boss encounters. And they're just presented as a showdown with another guy, but they kind of occur outside third-person gameplay. And, you know, the parry and dodge, and it's very bloody at some times. But it's a linear adventure overall. It doesn't really, you know, as I mentioned, like Red Dead, some rock star defining genre Western. But it's in there. You know, it's got some swagger that comes into it. I mean, you ride into town on horseback on the wrong side of the law. That feels kind of old west a little bit. As I said, early 1900s, trying to shine the spotlight on the early mafia, and these cars are 120 years old with open cabins and super loud, and they burp and gargle. And, you know, as I said, it's there's a gramophone, there's all sorts of things going on, and there's even a race mission, which I think is kind of interesting as well. But this is a game that was rebuilt from the ground up, and it's got a new cast. It's got a authentic looking city with a lot of overfilled cannoli. It's a pretty successful rejuvenation. And, you know, I think it's overall a pretty good game, Mafia, the old country. And, you know, we need it's like I said, you just sort of felt the progression. But then again, it's like Battlefield. Oh, it's going to keep going more and more in the future. And then it went back to BF1, you know, Battlefield or Weltkrieg Eins. We heard the leak from Germany. So anyway, I think it was a good approach, and I thought it was well done. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll give away a brand new game, tell you some of the new releases as well. If you want to get in, call me up, 1-800-878-PLAY. I am Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's
800-943-9215. The Video Game Review.
We'll be right back.
thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's time to give away the game. It's 40 after the hour. What game is it? It's a brand new game, Gradius Origins. So the X and S, PC, Switch, and 5. I have it here for the PS5. PS5 developed and published by Konami. You know them. Rated E10+, mild language, fantasy, violence, mild blood. It's a little bit longer blurb than usual. Here it is. Quote, it's time to venture into deep space and face off against relentless alien forces in the Gradius Origins collection, bringing together 17 versions of 6 arcade classics. Gradius, Salamander, Life Force, Gradius 2, Gradius 3, and Salamander 2. This collection also includes the long-awaited Gradius 3 AM show version and a brand new entry, Salamander 3. Pilot your ship through dangerous enemy lines, upgrade your weapons, and master the intense, fast-paced gameplay that is the hallmark of the Gradius series. New gameplay features include rewind, save anywhere, reduced hit detection, invincible mode, and more. I love invincible mode. You know it's only better? God mode, when you can just float through anything. This is 17 games in one. My question is this game about the Gradius series, or is this about Patapon? Do you know, I'm cracking myself. Remember that PSP game? Patapon. Tell me the correct answer, rick@sportsbyline.com. And if you are the second correct answer, you will win Gradius Origins for the PS5. And that's developed and published by Konami. Once again, is this a Gradius franchise game or Patapon? Rick, didn't you just... Yeah, I know what I just said. I'm trying to give a game away. I'm not trying to get cute. sometimes people like to do that, though. Give you a hella hard question. All right. Sony is suing, at least Sony PlayStation, that division is suing Tencent. And they're suing them for 10 cents. Sorry. They're suing Tencent or what they called a slavish clone of their Horizon franchise. So if you don't know Tencent, they are the biggest video game company in China. And Sony is... It's in America, but it's also in Japan. But this lawsuit is going down right here in Northern California, where I am. Sony Interactive is alleging that Tencent's upcoming video game, Light of Motorum, is a slavish clone of the Horizon Zero Dawn and Horizon Forbidden West video games. You know, it's funny, when I got my PS5, it came bundled with Horizon Forbidden West, or sorry, Zero Dawn. And I was like, I never tried it. Anyway, PlayStation is seeking to prevent the imminent release of Light of Motorum. And they say that it is a direct clone of the immensely popular award-winning Horizon series of video games. And it's so blatant that they said it is described as quote-unquote crazy and insane and shameless. Tencent also used its rip-off strategy of the iconic Horizon main character Aloy as the centerpiece of its pre-release marketing and promotional strategy, deliberately causing numerous game lovers to confuse Light of Motorum as the next game in the Horizon series when they saw the ads from Tencent on videos or social media accounts. And so the lawsuit wants damages of $150,000 for each separate work in the Horizon franchise that was infringed or actually damaged. $150,000. I think that's what most teams make on churros through the third inning. And it's always kind of hard when you think capitalist country suing a communist country. But then again, China is also the antithesis of a communist country when you think about their commerce, but they have different ways of looking at it. So it's just, how do you make a communist country stop stealing your stuff, or vice versa? Sony and Tencent have not responded to comments from MSN just yet. So I'm looking at the article. And Tencent hasn't even had a release date yet for Light of Motorum. And by the way, Light of Motorum is hard to say and sounds stupid. But they say Light of Motorum is, quote, in a world overrun by colossal machines, you explore the vast open world, build your base of operations, advance technology, train the mechanimals, and take on formidable bosses. Starting from the primitive age, forge a new path of development, defy the machination, survive with mechanimals. Now, just for fun, here is PlayStation's description for Horizon Zero Dawn. In a far future where colossal machines roam and rule the earth, pockets of humanity survive in unique tribes among the lush, overgrown ruins of our long-lost civilization. Take up bow and spear as Aloy, a young machine hunter, an outcast of her tribe, as she discovers the origins, the truth of this mysterious world, and her own destiny to save from impending doom. Is that the same thing? I don't know. By the way, though, speaking of China, Create AI is developing a Wuxia role-playing game franchise that's going to feature characters and scenes from Cha 15's martial arts novels. And artificial intelligence and video game company Create AI is looking to develop China's next blockbuster AAA title on the back of its global rights from acclaimed Hong Kong martial arts novelist Louis Cha Lung Yung, also known as Jin Yong, who makes the Cha 15. So it was formerly known as an autonomous vehicle firm Two Symbol, and it's going to make a game called Heroes of Jin Yong. Large-scale AAA open-world game. I say the biggest in the market. And this is going to be seen at China Joy 2025. That's a trade show in Shanghai, by the way. But they do say this will run on PCs and on PS5s as well. I do wonder sometimes when games are made that are not NTSC, which we run in the United States, but PAL or CCAN, which might run in Europe or overseas, that it might not work. But this is a, if you think about the action RPG Black Myth Wukong, it's taken the mainland of China and the rest of the world by storm since it released last summer. And China's first AAA title, you know, it's a unofficial designation for these video games with large budgets and long developmental times. And that was created by Game Science. Now, who owns Game Science? Tencent, of course. And that was based on a 16th century Chinese novel, Journey to the West. So more than 200 in-house developers and 200 contractors are working on Heroes of Jin Yong right now. And they even showed from Create AI some of the scenes they were making from motion capture of dudes like flying through the air, kind of crouching tiger, sort of. So according to Chen, the importance of Heroes of Jin Yong to Create AI was similar to what Black Myth Wukong meant to the Game Science founder Feng Ji. He said, I was born for this product. And Liu, by the way, spent most of his childhood in the U.S. And he said that learning Mandarin at a young age was great when he started watching some of the original works. But it's funny, Create AI reported a loss in the United States of $354 million. So it's not ha-ha funny, but I always wonder, like, what kind of pyramid scheme is it where a company can lose $354 million and yet everybody still gets paid, you know? And people get raises, and it just keeps going, and then everybody's like, what, what? What do you mean, what? I thought you lost 350. All right, whatever. All right, let's take a look at the upcoming games this week. They are Tuesday releases unless otherwise noted. And what's going first here? Dead Zone Rogue is coming out on PC. There's also something you may have heard of called Madden NFL 26. By the way, like cars, I hate that it's always the year ahead. Now, it kind of makes sense because the playoffs, most of the playoffs and the Super Bowl will be in 2026. But anyway, PS5, Xbox Series X and S, Switch 2, and PC. That's right, Madden. Start camping out now. Whisper Mountain Outbreak, PC, not Brokeback. Yield, Fall of Rome, PC and Mac. Abyssus, PC. Fallen City Brawl, PC. Noble Legacy, PC. Ra Ra Boom, X&S 4, PC 5. Senua's Saga, Hellblade 2, Enhanced, PC, Xbox Series X and S, PS5. Viewfinder, Xbox Series X and S. World War Z VR for the PC. Oh, that would be, that sounds hella creepy. Dungeon Stalkers, PC. A Fistful of Yankees, PC. Beneath the Six, this is a dice game for the PC and the Mac. Drag X Drive, Switch 2. Iwakura Aria, Switch and PC. Kevin Tom's Football Star Manager. This is a real throwback on the PC. Lord Ambermaze on the PC. Ovis Loop on the PC. Robert on Earth. PC. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Tactical Takedown, Switch and X and S. Voxel Gram 2 on the PC. Warhammer 40,000 Dawn of War Definitive Edition on the personal computer. Also Off on the PC and the Switch. All right, we will take a quick break. We will come on back with the cheat code.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. Rick Tittle with you. Video Game Review. Closing things out in our customary fashion with a cheat code. Send your requests. I like looking them up for older games. And this one comes from Stan. What's up, Stan the man? He wants to know the alternate ending in Super Mario Sunshine. Wow, we're going back to the GameCube. The alternate ending in Super Mario Sunshine. Well, you got to complete the game, and you got to complete the game, which means all 120 shine sprites. And the ending screen will show all the characters in the game. There are 240 blue coins. There's 120 shine sprites. And now to get to level 8, you need 50 shine sprites. And to get to level 8, you got to complete 7. But if you get the last 3 shine sprites before you get to level 7, you get the shirt and the glasses for a different ending. That's all it is. It's not great. I can tell you something great. Here's a cheat if you like. Whenever you're about to die, pause the game and select exit area. You will go back to the front of the level and you won't lose a life. Now, this doesn't work if you're falling, but if your hit points are going and there's no hope, pause exit area. There's a little cheat for you, Stan. Keep them coming. I'm Rick Tittle. We will see you next time on the Video Game Review.
Sports. I'm Marty Terrell on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness of Iowa, aiding you in weight loss in a healthy and safe fashion. InnovativeWellness.center. How bad is it for the New York Yankees? It keeps getting worse by the day. Despite a win over the Houston Astros, Old Timers Day was marred on Saturday when Mariano Rivera, the all-time Major League Baseball saves leader and Yankee great, tore his Achilles while fielding a fly ball off the bat of former Yankee second baseman and great Willie Randolph. Roger Clemens asked by WFAN Susan Waldman, they all thought it was a hamstring injury, that it was something very tepid and minor. Not the case. Mariano Rivera will have surgery within a week. In the NFL, speaking of New York, the New York Giants getting immediate dividends, albeit preseason. Rookie quarterback Jackson Dart, 12 of 19 with a touchdown toss as the Giants beat the Buffalo Bills 34-25. The Giants' quarterbacking situation has been very muddled and underwhelming since the departure of Hall of Famer, most certain Hall of Famer, Eli Manning. Stay up to date, sports 24/7 at sportsovernightamerica.com. I'm Marty Terrell on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Presented by Innovative Wellness of Iowa, innovativewellness.center.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. It's part 3 of our 3-part series of live sports on TV. And let's start with Paramount Plus. You can't live on the NFL, select weekend PGA events, and Landman alone. The rumor mill is abuzz that Paramount Plus may be merging with Peacock. Not the corporate parent companies, Comcast and Paramount Global, but the streaming services. Peacock has European Premier League, more golf courtesy of the Golf Channel, and of course the NFL, plus a new dance partner in the NBA ready to come aboard. The explosion of single-channel spin-offs will have more casualties as people refuse to purchase a channel to watch only 10% or less of their content. Like Paramount Plus, Hulu is on the verge of disappearing. The referee in the ring is holding up the wrist of Netflix as it continues as the single-channel streaming heavyweight king. Live TV streaming services that were trumpeted in the early 2020s as cable and satellite replacements are struggling too. And of those live TV streaming services that are predicted to completely KO cable and satellite, YouTube TV and DirecTV Stream continue to hold their own. But Fubo and Hulu plus live TV continue to stagnate or bleed. What does this all mean? We've said it in our past segments of this feature. Consumers only want to pay for what they're watching. They will watch a few commercials for the on-demand type of services like the Roku channel, Tubi, or Pluto. They will pay for Netflix, which doesn't necessarily fit this mold, but if the consumer thinks they are getting enough value from a service like the King, they have no problem with the additional fat that they provide. The irony is we've circled back to the 20th century pay-per-view model for entertainment television as well as sports television, the one that customers feared and shunned some 40 years ago. The world is spinning quicker than ever. Hold on for the ride. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.